Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 509, 79 degrees on this Friday, September 5th, 2025. And like every Friday, we bring in our friend attorney Keith Figure to the Figured Law Group for our segment of Do I Have a Case? Thank you for joining us today, Keith.
How you doing, Rob? Pleasure to be here with you and the listeners. Hope everybody had a nice holiday weekend.
Yep. We're back at it now. It was a short week. That's always a good thing. But it's Friday, right?
Exactly.
All right. So we're going to get right into it today because one of the questions, if we can get to it, is quite lengthy. If a lawyer pursues court action or litigation for an issue they know to be invalid, could they face sanctions or discipline?
So in Pennsylvania, lawyers who pursue court action or litigation, and the key word is they know to be invalid, can face sanctions or disciplinary actions under both court rules and professional conduct standards. So to provide a detailed explanation of the relevant frameworks and the potential consequences, I want to start initially with the court-imposed sanctions. So in terms of court-imposed sanctions, Pennsylvania courts have mechanisms to address frivolous or baseless litigation primarily through procedural rules and judicial discretion. So under the court-imposed sanctions, the key provisions include the Pennsylvania Rules of Civil Procedure, specifically 1023.1. Pursuant to that rule, this rule governs the signing of pleadings, motions, and other legal documents. By signing a document, an attorney certifies that, to the best of their knowledge, information, and belief, formed after reasonable inquiry, that the document is not presented for improper purpose, such as to harass, cause unnecessary delay, or needlessly increase litigation costs. The claims, defenses, and legal contentions are warranted by existing law or by a non-frivolous argument for extending, modifying, or reversing existing law, and the factual allegations have evidentiary support or are likely to have such support after further investigation. So if a lawyer knowingly files a baseless claim, they may violate Rule 1023.1, potentially leading to sanctions under Rule 1023.4. Sanctions can include monetary penalties, payment of the opposing party's attorney's fees, or other measures deemed appropriate by the court. Now, there's also Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 11 in federal court. For cases in Pennsylvania's federal courts, Rule 11 similarly requires attorneys to certify that filings are not frivolous, that they don't lack legal merit, or present it for improper purposes. Violations under that rule can result in sanctions such as fines or cost shifting. Inherent judicial authority Under Pennsylvania court, our Pennsylvania courts have inherent authority to impose sanctions for bad faith conduct or abuse of the judicial process, even outside specific rules. This could apply if a lawyer pursues litigation they know to be invalid. As such, actions waste judicial resources and harm opposing parties. Now, under the disciplinary action under professional conduct rules, the Pennsylvania Rules of Professional Conduct govern attorney behavior and provide grounds for discipline if a lawyer pursues invalid litigation knowingly. Relevant rules there include Rule 3.1, which is meritorious claims or contentions. Under that rule, a lawyer shall not bring or defend a proceeding or assert an issue unless there is a basis in law and fact that is not frivolous, which includes a good faith argument for extension, modification, or reversal of existing law. Pursuing a claim known to be invalid would violate that rule. And then there's also Rule 8.14 for misconduct. It is professional misconduct for a lawyer to engage in conduct involving dishonesty, fraud, deceit, or misrepresentation. That's Section C. Section D under that rule is engage in conduct prejudicial to the administration of justice. Filing a baseless lawsuit could be deemed dishonest or prejudicial, especially if done to harass or mislead. So if a lawyer violates these rules, they may face disciplinary action under the Pennsylvania Disciplinary Board, which could result in private or public reprimand, suspension of the lawyer's license, disbarment in severe cases, and mandatory ethics training or other corrective measures. So factors considered for sanctions or discipline. Courts and disciplinary authorities will consider factors such as intent. Did the lawyer knowingly pursue an invalid claim, or was it an error in judgment? Harm caused. Did the frivolous litigation cause financial or emotional harm to the opposing party, or burden the court? Pattern of behavior. Is this an isolated incident or part of a pattern of misconduct? And then evidence of bad faith. Was the litigation filed to harass, delay, or achieve an improper purpose? Examples of potential consequences: monetary sanctions. A court may order the lawyer or their client to pay the opposing party's legal fees or other costs incurred due to the frivolous action. Referral to the disciplinary board. Courts may refer an attorney to the disciplinary board for investigation if their conduct violates ethical rules. And reputational damage. Sanctions or discipline can harm, of course, a lawyer's professional reputation and standing. So safeguards and mitigating action. So to avoid sanctions or discipline, lawyers must conduct reasonable due diligence before filing, ensuring claims have a factual and legal basis. If a lawyer discovers a claim is invalid after filing, they should withdraw the action promptly to mitigate the potential consequences.
All right. Simple one question, one sentence question, a big answer there. So I appreciate the thoroughness of that, Keith. Next one, probably the same. Can you explain the homestead and farmstead rebates in regards to Pennsylvania property tax?
Okay, yeah, this one is a little bit lengthy, so I'll try to get through as fast as I can. In Pennsylvania, first off, the homestead and farmstead exclusions are property tax relief, which was established under the Tax Relief Act, which was signed into law on June 27th of 2006 and amended in 2011. So those programs aim to reduce the property tax burden for eligible homeowners and farmers by lowering the assessed value of their properties before taxes calculated. The funding of these exclusions primarily come from state gaming revenue, with the goal of providing up to $1 billion annually for property tax relief across the Commonwealth. Below, I'm going to cover more specifically, so the homestead exclusion. So the definition, a homestead is defined as a dwelling, including the parcel of land and other improvements on which it is located that is primarily used as the primary, permanent primary residence of an owner who is a natural person. And that includes a single family home, condominium, or cooperative unit. A pro rata share of real property if the unit is not separately assessed for taxes, and the portion of a dwelling used as the owner's domicile if part of the property is used for a non-residential purpose. So the purpose, the homestead exclusion reduces the tax assessed value of a qualifying primary residence, thereby lowering the property tax bill. So, for example, if a home is assessed at $50,000 and the homestead exclusion is $5,000, the homeowner pays tax on a reduced assessed value of $45,000. Now, in order to qualify or to be eligible for the homestead exclusion, the property must be the owner's, again, permanent primary residence. The owner must be a natural person, not a corporation or trust, except in specific cases like a revocable trust. The property cannot be a rental unit, vacation home, or camp. In Philadelphia, the homestead exemption is unique, offering a reduction of $100,000 in assessed value, saving homeowners approximately $1,399 annually, which starting in 2025. Properties with a 10-year residential tax abatement are ineligible until the abatement expires. Now, the farmstead exclusion, so the definition there is a farmstead includes all buildings and structures on a farm that is at least 10 contiguous acres in area used primarily for commercial agricultural production. This includes buildings used to produce or store farm products, house or confine animals raised for commercial purposes, store agricultural supplies or machinery used in commercial farming. The farmstead must also be the permanent primary residence of at least one owner. Buildings already exempt from property taxes under other laws are not eligible for the farmstead exclusion. Now, the purpose of this is similar to the homestead exclusion. The farmstead exclusion reduces the taxable assessed value of qualifying farm buildings, lowering the property tax burden for farmers. The exclusion applies only to the buildings and structures, not the entire farmland, unless the land is part of the owner's primary residence. Now, to be eligible under here, the farm must be at least 10 contiguous acres. The building must be used primarily for commercial agricultural purposes. The farmstead must be the permanent primary residence of at least one owner, and farms owned by absentee owners, those not residing on the property, are not eligible. So, now, I could get into the application process just to, I guess, to cover this real quick. Generally, property owners must submit an application of their county assessment office by March 1st each year to receive the exclusions for the upcoming tax year. School districts are required to notify property owners by December 31st of their if their property is not approved or if their approval is set to expire. There is no application fee, and approved applicants typically do not need to reapply unless there is a change in ownership deed or property. I'm not going to get into Philadelphia. You know, there's a lot more here, but I think that's the most important thing. But that kind of goes over what the exclusions are. The best thing that would be is if you did have any questions, is reach out maybe to a tax attorney, that somebody could maybe take them through the process and to see if they qualify. And especially just to make sure, because, you know, you don't want to make any mistakes, because you don't want them coming back and saying that you're trying to commit fraud. So you really want to make sure what you submit and what you apply for, that you actually meet the standard. But that would be my best bet, is to either reach out to a real estate attorney or more specifically a tax attorney, and they would probably be able to help you go through that process.
All right, we'll leave the final question, because the final question's quite in-depth and lengthy, so we'll leave that for next week, Keith. If someone wants to get in touch with you offline about a question they may not want public, how do they do that?
They can contact me directly at 570-954-9299. They could send me an email at keith@figuredlaw.com, and through my website, they could send me an inquiry 24/7 at figuredlaw.com.
All right, and if you want to feature a question on a segment of Do I Have a Case, you can email me at rob.odonnell@odyssey.com, and we'll be sure to get those questions to Keith on a future segment. Keith, thanks for joining the show this weekend, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Rob. Always a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
All right, thank you. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. If you follow me on social media, if you've ever seen me out and about or such like that, you would realize pretty quickly that I have an extensive array of Nine-Line shirts, Nine-Line Apparel, a Savannah, Georgia company. I know the company. I'm friends with the owners of the company. I've been friends with them since they were in a little garage on the road out to Tybee Island from Savannah, Georgia. I have pictures with them from, at this point, 10 years ago. when they first got started. So I'm a friend of the company, and I just saw that, and I shared on my Facebook. So if you follow me on Facebook, you're seeing it for yourself. They just posted, and they're going to do a special shirt design in honor of Charlie Kirk. And it says, in light of the events that occurred on September 10th in Utah, we wanted to honor his life by creating a design in honor of Charlie Kirk, who was a loving husband, father, and an inspiration to many. 100% of the profits from this design will go directly to Turning Point USA to continue Charlie's legacy. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:10. And you can get that shirt there. They do a 9/11 special edition shirt every year, and I've had one for the past 8 years. My family gets one. And again, I pay for these myself. I don't get anything for them. I have no contact business-wise with them. I am just friends of theirs. I will be getting one of these shirts as well, because Turning Point USA's legacy will go on. And if you think that it was stifled at all, it'll go on even stronger and further. So you could see the link to that and check it out for yourself. Get it, don't get it. It's your choice, right? It's your personal viewpoint. But I am proud to be friends with the company, the Merritts, who own and run Nine Line, and good friends of mine who've worked there. They are a veteran-owned company, a veteran-run company. Majority of their employees are there. If you've ever gone to their factory, which is now huge, they've gone from a small shed and garage on a road that goes from downtown Savannah to Tybee Island to this huge factory that's out on the main highway off of 95. And just incredible operation there. I've been there many times. And again, if you just search me and Nine Line through my timeline, you could see my history with them. It goes back, further than, it had to be 2014. 2014 is when I first met them and been friends with them ever since. So you can check it out there. And a lot of outpouring. And I think this is going to create a movement. I truly do think this is going to create a movement. And I hope it stays in Charlie's legacy to where it is calm, respectful demeanor. If you disagree with things he said, if you want to call him saying that the trans ideology is a mental health issue and you think that's attacking them, well, you really don't have the science on your side. And I thought there was a big science proponent there, because gender dysphoria is a scientific medical diagnosis. We've just turned our face to it, turned the other way, stating that the nuclear family is important, and believing in religion is important. That becomes offensive to some people, and it's your right to find that offensive. It's not your right to lash out on it and become a vitriol because of it. And even the short time we've had here, 2.5 hours, you know, I've gotten text messages to me about the same as that, proving the point that we are in a far discourse. And in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to do a Friday monologue today that I normally do on Fridays, depending on the atmosphere of the week. You know, is it an upbeat week? Do we have something really good going on looking forward to? Is it a major sporting event? Well, today there's a lot to be said. So I hope you pay attention in the next 5 minutes to this monologue. Jake will have it up on our social media once it's out there as well, so you could check it out there. It is 5:30 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. When we talk about
whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
About the promise of America, we always come back to three simple yet profound words: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There are more than ideals scribed in parchment centuries ago. They are the heartbeat of our nation. But as we reflect this week, we're reminded of just how fragile they can be. On September 11th, 2001, our enemies tried to break that heartbeat. Nearly 3,000 innocent lives were stolen in a single morning. Yet out of that ash and smoke rose a spirit of unity we have not seen in generations. For a moment, we weren't red or blue, left or right. We were simply Americans. That pursuit of a more perfect union wasn't theoretical. It was lived out in firefighters and police charging up stairwells, in strangers forming human chains to help each other escape, in families standing together in grief but refusing to surrender hope. Fast forward to today, and we're confronted with another sombering reality. The recent political assassination of Charlie Kirk. Whether you agree with him or not, wasn't just an attack on a man. It was an attack on the very idea of liberty, of free thought, of the right to speak without fear of a bullet ending the conversation. Violence has no place in American promise. When life is taken in the name of politics, we all lose a piece of liberty. So where do we go from here? The truth is, we can't build a more perfect union if we demonize one another. We can't protect life and liberty if we allow hate to do the talking. We can't honor the memory of those lost on 9/11 or a Charlie Kirk by retreating into bitterness and division. The real pursuit of a more perfect union demands courage. It demands that we see our neighbors not as enemies, but as fellow heirs to the same freedoms. It demands that we reject political violence in every form, because if we don't, the ideals we cherish won't be taken from us by foreign terrorists, but by our own hands. Life, liberty, and a more perfect union, these aren't guarantees, they're responsibilities. And today, in the shadow of both tragedy and memory, we're reminded that the work of America isn't finished. It never is. But it is ours to carry forward together. Another song right there that gets me, and I was proud that I was able to bump into Toby Keith while we were in Disney World, of all places, in Animal Kingdom in Disney World, and I was able to approach him and tell him how thankful I was for doing songs like that. And again, this was a long time ago after I first moved here, so you're talking almost 20 years ago. But great song, great anthem for the American patriot. But where do we go from here? How do we move forward as we start to close out this show? How do we go into this weekend? Well, first of all, hug your families tighter. Spend some special time with them this weekend. Call your kids if they're away at school. Tell them how much you love them. I know kids, especially college age or even upper high school, you know, they're kind of getting their own way. Mom and dad aren't as cool anymore. But believe me, that turns around real quick to where they do start to call you back every day. to see how your day was, tell you about their day. Yeah, they may get caught up with the classwork. They may get caught up with the school. They may get caught up with the, you know, asking them how they're doing on tests or what their grades look like. But it also shows, as much as they want to pretend that they don't like it and as much as they want to pretend it's a burden on them, they love the fact that you're checking in on them. And just like we love the fact when they check in on us, when they feel something's not right and they call just to say what's going on and see how you're doing. But spend some time. Small children, too. You know, take them out. Do something special today. This is a great time of year in Northeast Pennsylvania. There's a lot of bad going on. A lot of stuff. Get them away from the social media. Get them away from the TVs. Get out. And like the governor of Utah said, touch some grass. And whatever that means for you. That could be, you know, going to one of our downtown cities and doing something with your kid. That could be going to a pumpkin patch and getting a pumpkin to do something with or preparing. Or go to do one of our stores here. Our hobby stores and get stuff to decorate for the fall season. You know, start preparing. A lot of people will start getting those Christmas clubs soon for their Christmas shopping. Go out, grab a bite to eat, grab a cup of coffee, do something there. It's the time like this where we're our most confused, especially in this kind of the environment we're living in now, to look inward with our own families, with our own friends, to create our own circles and tighten that resolve. Go to wherever you pray this weekend. Do something special there. Spend some time. Ask your family members, you know, if they plan on going. If your kids are away at school, hey, do you plan on going to the chapel? And, you know, if you're not going to an organized service, just go say a prayer for yourself, for our future, for your future. And something like that. The amount of hate that's been normalized, and we see it. Look at it all over social media because of this single incident. Look who's doing it, and look how comfortable they are doing it. Something's not right there. When you're celebrating the murder of an individual, a young man, married, children, whatever the reason was, I mean, there is not a single person on this earth that I think I would celebrate the death for. You know, especially someone here. You know, I'm sure if we go back and say, oh, you wouldn't celebrate the death of this monster? Within reason. You know what I'm saying. Some average person or a political figure or anything. It's just it's not my bandwidth. Why would I waste my emotions and my time? And again, like I was talking to Lorraine earlier, that life is supposed to be a struggle. It's a struggle by design. Life is not supposed to be easy. Easy life for our children usually turns them into brats and spoiled brats and entitled and, you know, people no one wants to be around. Life is supposed to be a struggle. Life is supposed to be hard. We're supposed to overcome obstacles. We're supposed to overcome tragedy. And listen, I'll be the first to admit I've shaken my fist at the sky and have cursed my God because of things that I've been through. And I've also repented for that and apologized for it because I believe there is something better after. And whatever that is for you, you should believe in that. But life is supposed to be a struggle. It makes us who we are. You know, like I said, getting a title, becoming the CEO of a company does not make you any more competent than any other title. Building your way up there and becoming experienced in that field and learning about all aspects of that business and being able to enhance that business and grow that business and create lives for other people, that experience is what makes you that title. Title's just a label and a name. People make up titles all the time. We see that day in and day out. Respect isn't earned by a title. It's earned by who you are, who you prove yourself to be, and that should not be easy. And again, it's not easy by design, not easy by design at all. Let me get to some phone calls here because I got a couple waiting before we close out the show. We have TJ Fitzgerald, who does a lot of work down here in NEPA. TJ, what's going on?
This Sunday, I'm having an event. It's not an event. It's we're having card signings for Charlie Kirk. Our printer made up some big signs like I did for the Trump, but the Luzerne County Fair where people can sign. So anybody interested, doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. If you feel the love in your heart to sign a card that is going to get to the thing. I talked to Dan Muser today, and he said he'll make sure that the Kirk family gets it somehow. So we have between 1 and 3 Sunday after church. Come to the Wilkes-Barre Square or the square in Scranton. Joe Mayer is going to be up there. Probably Frank Scavo will be up there in Scranton. I'll be down here at this square. I even called the police to make sure no crazy show. You know what I mean? So they're going to be watching. So any crazies, listen, don't come. And then we're also going to be signing a petition to try to make our DAs, our magistrates, and our judges, you know, make America safe again. You know, people are getting away with, you know, stabbings on subways or violent crimes to individuals. It's got to stop. And everybody that knows me knows I'm a convict. I did 6.5 years in prison for selling drugs. If I would have got a sentence of 6 months, I would have got out and sold drugs again because it would have been worth it. I didn't go back because I was in fear of doing it again because I never wanted to go to jail for 20 years. So we have to put violent people away so other people go, oh, shit, he went away for life? He got the death penalty? I don't want that. We have to make the punishment so substantial that people go, no, no way am I going to do it because I'm not willing to pay that price. I also believe that we got to get God back in the schools and we got to get back to the nuclear family. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why this is happening. We give people pills too fast. We let the kid, you know, we don't parent our kids. We don't discipline our kids. Our kids have no fear. They think they could do it. They have on their phones. They have 15 minutes of fame. It's just, we have multi issues, but we could take one step at a time. Sunday, it's about peace and love, signing a card, letting them know you're a compassionate person, no matter what you have after your name, a DRNR or a libertarian or independent, it doesn't matter. Come to the square, 1 to 3, Wilkes-Barre Square, the Scranton Square, come sign, and then sign the petition that you're going to start voting, not for Republican or Democrat or whatever, but the judges and the DAs that enforce the laws and don't let bail reform and give tough sentences. We need to have our voices heard. So please come, get involved, show that you care about America, and let's make America safe.
All right, TJ, I appreciate you telling us about the events. Just for future reference, we caught it, though, but you can't say the S word on the radio.
I'm so sorry.
We were able to catch it on our end, but just for future reference. Thanks for checking in, and have a great event this week.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Let me go to Rich from Laughlin. Rich.
How you doing, Rob? Sorry I'm calling late. Just want to tell you, you did a fine job on the invocation you did at the state capitol. It was warm and very, very soft on people's ears. I appreciate you doing that for us. And I just want to thank you for getting us through this very, very sad time. I actually found myself with some salt on my eyes over the murder of Charlie Kirk. So thank you for everything, and you have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it, Rich. Thanks for everything. Thanks for listening, my friend. For those of you that may not know, I was asked to give the opening invocation at our state senate this past week on September 10th because they weren't in session on September 11th. So I was a guest of Senator Lisa Baker. I was a guest of Senator Rosemary Brown. It was announced that I was a constituent of Senator Marty Flynn, who avoided me the entire time I was there. You figure on an event for 9/11, you know, partisanship would be set aside, but I guess not. But it is what it is, right? No harm, no foul there. I just want to give a shout out. Yesterday on September 11th, after the show here, I was invited to be a speaker at a local organization, the NEPA. Justers Association, and I thank their hospitality. It was at a local restaurant here in downtown Scranton, and it was the claims adjusters of NEPA. Nice group of guys, great time, great event, great dinner, and had some conversation about September 11th and kind of even went on to what we're seeing today. And so I appreciate them for inviting me out. September 11th is always a very juggling day for me because you never know how I'm going to feel. I don't know, what I'm going to really do that day or be up to doing, but it kind of kept me busy knowing that I would get through the show. And thank Jake for keeping all that together. There was a lot of audio portions tomorrow. Jake, I saw the post that you made on your social media about being part of it, and I appreciate you and everything you do. So, again, a lot of moving parts to that. But then after that, headed into downtown Scranton to Cooper's. We were at Cooper's. And great food and great people there always. And, had a great time with this new group of individuals that I've never met before. Was well received and had a great evening. And then they said it was one of the highlights of their monthly meetings, type of meeting. So that was good. Good to hear. And I got a thank you note from one of them today for being a part of that. And we talked about a lot of things, and there's a lot of people that care about this nation. There's a lot of people who care about how we move forward locally, on a regional basis, and nationally. Again, we always have more in common than we do that tear us apart. And that's the end game. That's what we should be focusing on. Each day I try and do better, and each day everyone should try and do better. We'll never hit that mark all the time, but all we could do is try, because life's not supposed to be easy. It's 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back. Well, that's it for us today and this week on this Friday, September 12th. See, we got through it. We got through it together. You guys helped me get through it. Hopefully, I helped you get through it. And do your best to have a weekend to where you recharge those batteries. Recharge your mind. I'm planning to do that. Hopefully, have my pizza tonight on Friday, which I look forward to all week, by the way. I'll eat pizza anytime, anywhere, but I look forward to my Friday pizza. Probably going to the concert over at the arena tomorrow. Check out some Cole Swindell. You should check out. There's some great deals on tickets out there, and head out there. And if you're going to be there, I'll see you there. I believe our sister station, Froggy 101, Doc and Chewy, are going to be doing a lot of things over there. So a lot of good time. So come on out. Say hello if you see me there. But and Sunday, maybe go to church and bow my head. Be thankful for everything I have and thankful for the work we have ahead of us. That being said, you guys be safe. God bless. And we'll see you on Monday.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.